Right now, it's time for Kids Q, designed to promote fun and healthy communication between parents and children. It is WCHL's Kids Question of the Week. Kids Q airing every Wednesday and Friday at 3:30 during the Aaron Keck Show. That would be now. Presented by PTA Thrift Shop and the Youth Works on Main Collaborative, the beautiful community home for some great child-focused nonprofits, including Youth Forward, Triangle Bike Works, Musical Empowerment, the Skajaja Fund, Healthy Girls Save the World, and more. And we are joined now by two special guests to help us out with Kids Q today. We've got Eleanor Landis, who is with the Chapel Hill Downtown Partnership, also director of the Campus and Community Coalition Against High-Risk Drinking. But we've shortened the title a little bit.
That's
Eleanor,
right.
Welcome. We've also got Jim Wise here from Chapel Hill High School, correct?
Yes.
Jim, thanks for being with us today. All right, so let's talk. First of all, let's talk about this event that, Eleanor, you've got planned for not this Saturday, but next Saturday, June 2nd, at the Chapel Hill Public Library at 1 p.m., a continuation of the ongoing initiative called A Conversation Worth Having, trying to encourage parents to speak with their kids about high-risk behavior. But what's Saturday's event?
That's right. So Saturday, June 2nd, we are in partnership with the library, who is helping us out, and we're really grateful to have their partnership. To encourage parents as summer begins to have some of these conversations that we think are worth having about high-risk behaviors. You know, summer is a time when young people have more freedom than during the academic year. And so it's a time that some of these high-risk decisions are made. And so we want to encourage parents and empower parents with information that they need to have these good conversations as the summer begins. So that'll be Saturday, June 2nd, 1 o'clock at the public library.
And just to underscore what you just said, summer is the time when we start to see high-risk behavior increasing, right?
That's right. And Jim can maybe speak a little bit more.
Actually, we think about Memorial Day to Labor Day as sort of the 100 most dangerous days for young people in terms of all kinds of possible things, bad outcomes happening, and particularly some that we really don't want to have to deal with as a community or have families in our community dealing with.
Yep. So this event that's coming up next Saturday, the 2nd, open to everyone, open to the entire community. Who's it geared towards? Parents mostly or just everyone?
Right. We're thinking mostly of parents who have children in middle school and high school, but as we say in the campaign, it's never too early to start thinking about how to plant these seeds with your kids and how to have these conversations developmentally appropriately, but mostly thinking about parents and middle and high school students.
Yeah, and starting early too, because I know we've had this conversation before. Sooner or later, your kids are going to be faced with this decision. It's not a question of if, but when.
That's
so the
right.
Earlier, the better.
Yeah. Yep.
Speaking with Eleanor Landis and Jim Wise, Campus and Community Coalition, Chapel Hill Carborough City Schools. So what do parents or family members or community members need to know? Not to spoil any secrets at the event, but this is information that people ought to know.
That's
anytime.
Right.
Yeah.
We have a number of panelists, and they can speak to a number of different aspects. We have someone from law enforcement, a therapist who can talk about some of the mental health aspects. We have our director of school safety who will talk about some issues around teen sexuality, and I'll be addressing some things around drug alcohol concerns. And there are certainly other things you want to talk about. But driving sex and drugs are kind of the big three that, and have been for a long time, and those are things, it's important to have those conversations. That's the biggest thing that I can say, because I don't know exactly what my colleagues will say, but that having the conversation is important. Your child's probably not going to thank you. They'll probably do a lot of eye rolling, but the fact that you're doing it is important.
Listening.
They
yeah.
are listening.
Yeah.
Sometimes some of the other adults in their lives will hear it. And so it's not just parents, it's other adults who have influence. It's coaches, it's youth leaders in community organizations, churches, synagogues. It's anyone who's involved in a young person's life who basically they're going to listen to. And like I said, they're not going to necessarily appreciate it, but they are listening. And what you say is, particularly as a parent, we have a lot of research that says what you say as a parent is really important. And keep talking even when they're rolling their eyes and not saying thank you.
For people who are having trouble kind of starting that conversation with their kids, is there a good sort of first step kind of piece of advice that you can give?
Yeah, so we're really grateful that some people have done some really good research on this. And the tips that those folks give is, like Jim said, start early and often, but keep those conversations short. You know, these do not need to be long, drawn-out conversations, and they can be sparked by an ad that comes on the radio, you know, asking, hey, have you heard about X event? Or, hey, have you heard kids at school talking about X, Y, or Z behavior? So just taking an opportunity to quickly introduce a conversation and keeping that conversation brief, letting your kid know that you care, And making your expectations clear are some of the things that the research has shown to be really effective.
Speaking with Eleanor Landis and Jim Wise, again, this event we're talking about is coming up on Saturday, June 2nd, a conversation worth having, Chapel Hill Public Library, 1 p.m. Any place that people can go online to find out more about this event or about the sort of issue writ large?
So the public library has an event page for this particular event. So does the Campus and Community Coalition. So you can just search us on Facebook, look for the Chapel Hill Campus and Community Coalition. And we are also online at downtownchapelhill.com/coalition.
All right, awesome. So go there for more information. And again, next week, Saturday, June 2nd, 1 p.m., Chapel Hill Public Library. Everyone invited out for that for a particularly important conversation as we start heading into those summer months. Eleanor Landis, Jim Wise, are you ready for Kids Q?
We are.
All right. All right, everyone get around the radio. Here is today's question. It's for everyone. What would life be like if you were as tall as a giraffe? Or how would life be different, I guess?
Well, I would give LeBron James a run for his money to start off with, talking about the NBA playoffs.
Is there a certain height that you would have to be before it just becomes completely unfair to be a basketball player?
I'm thinking more about the ability, how wide you can open your jaw to hold a basketball in your mouth.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah. So you wouldn't even have to, well, you'd be traveling nonstop, though, because you'd have to dribble at some
point.
It's true. Yeah.
We'd maybe need to invent new rules.
Jim, how about you?
I mean, in a crowd would be great because
you
could see over everything. Mm-hmm. Of course, then you would be inconveniencing the people behind you, and so there'd be a trade-off
there.
You
have to there. Sit in the back row
probably,
at every movie
yeah, but
theater.
Even then, you're going to be able to see,
and
that'd be great. But doorways would probably be a real challenge and a lot of tangents.
You know what would be really difficult is purchasing a car.
Oh, yeah.
Right? You'd have to get, like, one with a sunroof or, like, a convertible, and then if it rains, which is currently doing right now, it'd be kind of annoying to drive around. That would be the downside.
Definite downsides.
Yeah. Anyone could find you in a crowd,
you in a crowd.
That's an upside and a downside, I guess. Right.
Yeah.
Sometimes you don't want to be seen.
All the apples and peaches that you want to have.
Mm. Yes.
Because you're right there.
Right off the vine, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
I would not want to eat what giraffes eat, though. I feel like leaves off the top of a tree would not be my go-to.
So you'd really have to stoop down for that hamburger.
Yes. Yeah, yeah, definitely. All right, if you're driving around or if you're at home, wherever you are, whatever you're doing, ask yourself this question, ask your kids this question, see where the conversation goes. Hey, if you got some great answers, share them with us on Facebook or Twitter. Tag us at WCHL Chapelboro and at YouthWorks on Main, works with an X. Use the hashtag KidsQ. And again, don't forget to come out to the Chapel Hill Public Library Saturday, June 2nd, 1 p.m., a conversation worth having, particularly important for parents. Talk with your kids about high-risk behavior, drinking, sex, driving, those three in particular, as we head into the summer months, those 100 most dangerous days when kids get involved with that even more than during the school year. Eleanor Landis, Jim Wise, thank you so much for being here today.
Yeah, thanks
for having us.